for your wonderful Son, Jesus. We enter in right to the throne room today in the wonderful name of Jesus. Lord, thank you that you've gathered us here this morning. Thank you, Lord, that you've prepared a feast for us, not because of any of us, but because of your undying faithfulness and goodness to us. Lord, you've prepared our hearts this morning. We look to you. You're the one that gives the grace that brings us in here readied with open hearts to receive your word. Lord, we are your workmanship. Oh, I glory in the marvelous masterpiece that's going on, that the I Am is orchestrating. Lord, we look to you and your wonderful spirit this morning. God, the unity that is here because of you, let us freely enter in. Let us lay aside the weights. Let us tend upon the things of the Lord without distraction. God, let us be about the eternal this morning. Lord, you said that your word does not return void, and it's the word of your grace that we expect because of you. Your promises are yea and amen that will build us up this morning. We give you all the praise, honor, thanks, and mercy, mercy, mercy. Oh, we love you in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise be to God. If you're opening your Bibles with me today, we're going to the 139th Psalm. Some familiar portion of Scripture. And today, by God's grace, we're going to rejoice in the eternal life and praise God, the eternal purpose in that eternal life. How wondrous. But in the 139th Psalm, there in the 23rd verse, we'll pick it up. This brother David saying, "Search me, O God. Know my heart." You think he got to a point where he didn't even know himself? Amen. I pray you get to that point, that Lord, thou knowest, just like Peter, give it up, Lord, thou knowest, amen. Search me, O God, and know my heart, try me, and know my thoughts, and see if there be any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. I'm so grateful to God right there at the end is where we're going to be dwelling on today. That enlightenment, Lord, this is your leading, it's your way, and praise be to God, this is your life. Now this encourages my heart over and over again as I read this, and often I believe every day this is on my heart to lead me in this way, Lord, search me. I think about King David, he was such a hero. Everybody loved this brother. The wealth, the fame, the trophies. But he comes to a point in his life, he says, Lord, I'm just laying it down. I'm yours. I'm getting it. It ain't about me. It's about you. It's about your life in me. And hallelujah, lead me in the way everlasting. That's the one thing. It's you. And lead me in that way. The precious life, brothers and sisters, the moment we accepted Christ as our Savior, that life that came to live in us. Lead me, praise God, in the precious life of Jesus Christ that lives in me. Now David, praise God, was seeing something here. But just as you read about Daniel and some of the other prophets, they wanted to look even further into this precious life, this fullness that was here. But it was hidden from them. And that is one of the most precious meanings of the word everlasting, is it means hidden. It's something that is not seen. My goodness, I think it's faith. Amen? We know it's there, praise God, and we know it's in Him, but it even goes on further. It's the ancient, it's Alpha Omega. He wanted to look into it, but the fullness of it, brothers and sisters, was hidden from Him. It was hidden from the prophets until the time He was going to bring it out, and He made it manifest through Paul. And praise be to God, by grace, what faith we have been given to go in to see the fullness of it. Let's begin with it, John 3:16. For God so loved the world. For God so loved the world, that's it, that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Praise God. See, not only can we walk in it, but the reason we can walk in it, brothers and sisters, is because that's the very life he gave us. Galatians 2:20, I am crucified with Christ. That happened the moment you accepted Christ Jesus as your Savior. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live. You live. Yet it's not you, it's not I, but Christ liveth in me. How wonderful! Do you see the confidence that you can have in that all-powerful, all-victorious life? Any moment that you've ever yielded to God, any praise and goodness that's ever come through your life is because of the life of Christ in you. The faith that you have is because of the life of Christ in you. The grace, the love, the truth, the joy, the meekness, all of everything good comes from above, but I understand that came from above and came and dwelled and lived as man and died for me. Now, praise be to God, lives in me. Isn't that awesome? Praise be to God, everlasting life isn't some off yonder, it's here. He has made us into that precious life. He has brought us into that wonderful, hallelujah, eternal life. Now, brothers and sisters, Christ lives in us. Christ the Word. And it says in the Word of God that heaven and earth shall pass away, but the Word of the Lord endureth forever. Now, do you get why you have everlasting life? It's because the Word lives in you. Now, you may not act like it. You may act just completely opposite of it. But as I was visiting with a sweet brother, and many times it's been like this. You know, when we are born, we're born human beings. And there's some people that want to be something different. And you could get out there and bark like a dog and live like a dog and eat like a dog and smell like a dog. But you know what? You're never going to be a dog. You just can't be, because you have the seed of the human. Amen? Amen. That's what you are. You're human. You didn't grow into being more human. You might even act less human, but you're still human. How much more so the seed that remaineth? Isn't that awesome? The seed that remaineth. Oh, I love that. Hallelujah. That nothing can separate me from the love of God. That, praise God, it's everlasting life. It's not conditional everlasting life. It's not everlasting life if I did this or that or that. It's everlasting life, period. And I cannot be separated from that. You know why? Because the seed, the life, that's who I am. Get it? You're human. And that doesn't even compare with the everlasting life of the Son of God that you now are. Now are we the sons of God. And we're quiet about that. It's okay to boast in the Lord. It's all right. It's okay to be excited about what Jesus Christ is in me. Oh, hallelujah. How he loves us. And it's just the love of God in us that loves one another. See, brothers and sisters, in all reality, this is who we are in Christ. And see, no wonder this is the hope of all glory, is Christ in you. It's the hope of all glory. He's invested everything in you. That's how important you are to God. You're his absolute only inheritance. That's what's so amazing about this. Yes, why me? Get over that and say, thank you, Lord. See, so many people just get stuck in the why me all the time. You got to step up in faith and say, it's all because of Jesus. But that's who I am. This is what it's about. Your life came to live in me and to dwell in me. And now, Lord God, you've encouraged my heart to want your word. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. I see how you love me, Lord Jesus, and I want to believe you more. And how I'm going to believe you more is by receiving more of your word. The precious, lovely word of God. All the word of God is lovely. But see, the Spirit brings it like that. Man tries to get in there and twist it to his own benefit. Try to hover down on you and control you. Let me tell you something. Whom he has made free is free indeed. There's no denomination with God. There's no divisions with God. We are one in Him. There's but one church. And praise be to God, it's everybody that is saved is part of that glorious body. Man tries to get corners on it and this and that and everything. Let me tell you something. We have nothing cornered, but Jesus Christ has cornered us. You a prisoner of His love today? I pray you are. You need to get in bondage to the grace of God. Isn't that awesome? Hallelujah. The absolute freedom in Jesus Christ. The liberty that we're to enjoy and live because that's who we are. And yet here we are always trying to lay this on us and lay that. There is therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. I'm so happy for you. Be happy for me. You walk around long face. Oh, you're free. Oh, brother, but I just feel so bound. You're carrying the chains. They don't have you. It's the truth. He just said, lay aside the weights. We are free. It is finished. God help us to have faith. But I didn't hear that, brother, from my church. I didn't hear that where I went to study. Here it is. This is it. This is the divine and only Word of God. And let's rightfully divide it. Let's listen to this. See, the wisdom of man is foolishness to God. It'll trip you up. It'll mess you up. You may think that you're flying along good, but God loves you enough to say, nope, it ain't going to be no longer. And He put a stop to it. Amen? It wasn't me. It was just His love. He goes after us. Praise God. I'll tell you what, let's be sons and endure the chastening. It's a wonderful thing. Praise be to God. But brothers and sisters, this is the battle. See, we're bombarded every moment in this life with temporal. That's all this world can give us is temporal. That's the fight all the time. And we're in this fleshly body that loves temporal. We love the sensation. We love the feeling. We love the emotion. As I was getting after the congregation a little bit, we love the drama. Oh my goodness, this is good drama. Let's sit down. Get away from the drama. It will distract you. It will take you down. You will miss it. You'll miss the glory of God. It will pass you by. That's all the enemy can stir up is drama. I want glory. Glory's great. It's awesome. There's nothing like it. And freely, He said, come on in. I want to pour this in you, honey. I want you so glorious, I want you like me, descending from heaven, having the glory of God. See, only grace can do that, because grace got to come down. How full of the grace of God are you? It can be weighty, can it? And you're going to suffer with Him when that grace fills you up. Suffer like you never knew. Heavy? Oh, yes. But even sustaining in all the sorrow is the joy. The joy that was set before Him, He endured the cross. The joy that is set before us, praise God, take up your cross. What a privilege, Lord Jesus, to suffer for your sake. Happy. I get it. I look into the Word of God, and man, it's living in me. I didn't do anything to do this. God, you're just so faithful. The living Word of God is living in me. It's so cool. It's so awesome. The reality of it all. It becomes life. It's living because we believe the Word of God. And He draws us into this. And He says, honey, this is who you are. I'll show you. You talk about a surreal life. You talk about supernatural. Man, most of the time, I don't even know if I'm here or there because I really am seated over there. I'm telling you. It's awesome. The peace that passes all understanding, only God can give you that. But where are we living? Is it the temporal things? Is that what's weighing us down? Or those things that we think are so important that it's not even going to be here? It doesn't even matter? I'm talking about fleeting moments, temporal highs, feelings, experiences. And God continues to call up, wake up. It's all about my magnificent Son. I want you to see Him. And by the way, it's just the life that I put in you. I implanted it, imputed it. Praise be to God. It's living in you. That's how important you are to me. I see no different. When I see my Son, I see you. That's why I can accept you in. That's why you're accepted in the Beloved. the very same life. Christ liveth in me. Not a type of it, not a like of it, not very close to it, but his very life. God can't accept anything but his Son. And that's what's so beautiful about the plan of God. In Jesus' name, in Lord, I believe that thou art the Son of God. You're my Savior. And the transformation was made. I've talked to people that know him as Savior, and they were wondering, well, I didn't really feel nothing. That's all right. It's faith. Did you believe? Well, sure. Okay. Aren't you glad it's a mustard seed that you can't see, but God can? That makes me so excited and thankful. Because I know I can't, but I know he can. And then, and I know he can, that he came to live in me, I can say, I can do all things through Christ, right in here, who strengthens me. Hallelujah. Do you see why we're always victorious? Do you see why he says, you're more than conquerors? More than conquerors. Through Christ, through me, who love you. I love you. I love you. You're more than conquerors through me. Because I love you, not because of anything you did, because I love you. It's done, but we're never going to know and rejoice and live in the done until, Lord, lead me in the way everlasting becomes my vision, becomes my absolute assurance, my confidence that this thing ain't spinning out of control, that I do have before ordained good works, these steps that I should walk therein. It wasn't like he's making them up as we go. Maybe you live that way, but he don't. Thanks be to God. He's got a plan for you. It wasn't just an accident. You're not here today because of an accident. It's a purpose. And the only purpose is because Jesus loves you. He wants to give you his word. I'm so thankful that, praise God, his grace had me show up today. There's a lot of reasons throughout the week, me too. Man, I got my bags packed. I'm not coming back. But oh, the joy and the glory that we would miss. The fights that we really, I'm telling you, we fight the good fight of faith, brothers and sisters. Every convention, every church camp we have. You know the easy way? We're done with it. That's the easy way. Oh, we're not going to face this anymore. And you wouldn't face this anymore. But the glory through the furnace, you'd miss it. You'd absolutely miss it. Now, God's encouraging us. He's instructing us. He's growing us up. And yes, we stand in defense, but who fights the battle? Who prepared the battle? Who prepared the enemy? Who put the giant in the land? He has to give the enemy allowance to do anything. Now, just don't acknowledge that, dummy. And understand, God put you here, you dummy. He prepared a table in the presence of mine enemies. I love it. I look at that table like we rejoiced not too long ago. He has little nameplates for them. The ones that hate me. Oh, this one really hates you, son. I'm going to seat him right next to you. And we're going to have a dinner. We're going to bring him right in here. And it's not flesh and blood. It's spiritual wickedness. God so loved the world, he loves man. He loves man. And he would that all men be saved and come to a full knowledge of the truth. This is our loving God. Woo! I just love him. I do. How can you not but sing and cry out to him? He's got to keep my clothes on. And I mean that in a very sincere and appropriate way. Go read about David. Now, brothers and sisters, you see, we are not as the sons of God, but we now are the sons of God. See? And he didn't just give us eternal life. He gave us his eternal life. Do you see the difference there? See, he could just have spoke something to be everlasting if he wanted it to be, but he didn't. The only thing that's everlasting is his word. The only thing that's eternal forever is his word. And he gave us that life in his word. I'm telling you now, pray for me because I don't want to go so deep that a bubble don't come up. I mean it. been praying about this one. You know, the simplicity in the gospel, but yea, the deep things of God by his Spirit. You know what? Let's not show off. Let's just give it to him and be thankful. Amen. The simplicity. Lord, let these be little cookies on the shelf. But this is what God has to do. So I mean it, really pray, because this is incredible stuff, brothers and sisters. See, we're in a crossroad every single day. Every moment of our lives, there's a crossroad there, brothers and sisters. And really, with any instance, we can either live the heaven on earth. And living heaven on earth is living the everlasting. Praise God. It just is. It's living our eternal inheritance. And there's no tweener. It's either heaven on earth or it's hell on earth. And you know what I'm talking about. When we allow the temporal things of life to enslave us, to bind us, to distract us, brothers and sisters, it's a hell on earth. And I'm going to get in the front of the line and I'm going to tell you that it is. When God has made us so free and God has already seated us in the heavens in Christ, and I'm just living that dirty old lie. I got a crown, hallelujah. God, help me see it. God, help me hold it fast, which thou hast, that no man take thy crown. Paul, in 1 Timothy 6:12, he encourages Timothy. He says to Timothy, fight the good fight of faith and lay hold on eternal life. Could you imagine Timothy looking at him when he said that to him? Lay hold on eternal life. What do you mean? Paul, I already got that. Paul, I'm saved. Praise God. You just told me to stir up the gift. Praise the Lord. We're going on. And you're telling me to lay hold on eternal life? See, he was trying to tell him something, brothers and sisters. He was trying to stress something there to him. Lay hold on eternal life, because that's where the crown glory is. See, it ain't. We sometimes we even get caught up in a message, and it's so precious, the message, but the message is the life. It's all him. The message is him. The word is him. Everything is him. It's not like it's over here and over there. It's all him. We are blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. Do you know that? You are blessed with all spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ. That's not just my slogan. It's the word of God. His children are blessed with all the spiritual blessings in the heavens in Christ, because he gave you his life. You have it all. It's all sitting right there. That crown glory life is right there. Amen? Think about it. Is he complete or not? No, I haven't apprehended. And sure, we have to grow up into it, but it's there. It's there if we will let it grow up in us, brothers and sisters. Let's turn for a moment. We're already way over time, so it doesn't matter now. So forget it. God's brought us here today. We had more singing and whatever it was, and I'm so thankful it was so all glory into him, and that's the way it is. But forget about it. Clock's gone. Okay, here we go. We need this. 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 10. Listen, Brother Paul, therefore I endure all things. This Brother Paul, my goodness, follow him as I follow Christ. See, sometimes we like to flee and get away. I'm not going to endure all things. Listen to this. And why? For the elect's sake, for the body. Isn't that wonderful? For the elect's sake. These are ones that, praise the Lord, they're children of the King here, sons of God. But there's something more for them. That they may also obtain the salvation which is in Jesus, or Christ Jesus, with eternal glory. Did you read that there? See, there is salvation with eternal glory. See, you're going to get to heaven one of two ways. You're either going to be before the glory, it's going to be before you. You're going to observe the glory, or you're going to be in the glory. Stay with me on this for just a moment. See, we don't want to be shy. We don't want to be shy about this. See, heaven is an all-glorious place. But are you going to get there just to be in it, or are you going to be made it for him? For him. 2 Corinthians 4:17. It by God's grace, just jump off the page right now. For our light affliction. Amen. Listen to that. He has to start it out that way so it grabs your attention. Because you think, oh my goodness, this is just too much. And he's putting it all in perspective. Our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. Remember we were talking just a moment ago about she descends from heaven having the glory of God. She's weighty. She's weighty of grace. She's receiving it all right now. That glorious gospel of Jesus Christ is building in her, and I'm telling you, it's the mother load. Suffer with me, and you'll reign with me. Suffer with me, and you'll rule jointly together with me. Suffer with me, hallelujah, and you're going to be glorified together with me. I do weddings here quite often, and I'm going to tell you every single time I can see, praise God, that groom, it's all about her. The woman is the glory of man. Do you realize how much he loves you? Do you realize what he wants you to take? People in here today, you say, man, I never heard of anything like that. It's the Word of God. It's the eternal purpose. Ephesians chapter 3. Let's just read the Word of God together. What a wonderful thing, isn't that? Let's be partakers of the exceeding riches of his grace here together in getting a vision of that in the ages to come. Ephesians 3:11, according to the eternal purpose. You know, people say, well, what's going to happen? Well, here's the purpose. Here's the whole purpose. This is the whole plan. This is it. This is his whole thing. All right? Which he purposed in Christ Jesus our Lord. And what is that? Well, let's go down to the 19th verse. To know the love of Christ. Amen? Which passes knowledge, and why? That ye might be filled with all the fullness of God. Now, most of the time I hear when the Lord give me opportunity to tell people about that, they kind of sit there and go, well, how could that ever be? How could I be that complete? How could I be that full? When I know who I am, when I know how I act, when I know what I do, when I know what I said just a moment ago to somebody, it wasn't very nice. Grace. Grace. Hallelujah, great grace. Grace changed everything, and grace changes everything. And grace changes everything from glory to glory into his very image. That's what grace does. Grace has one result, Christ. It has no flesh. Flesh cannot dwell in grace. Grace has one result. It'll always be glory. And all glory of him, through him, and to him. It's him. And that's why she becomes all glorious, brothers and sisters. It's so absolutely awesome. Now, what's he telling us that's going to happen? How's this going to happen? Well, you got to get down to verse 20. Now unto him. See, it's for him. Amen. It's through him. Amen. And it's to him. Amen. So how's it going to happen? By him. Him who is able. See, him who is able. See, he's the one that is able. It's not you. We don't have any strength. But to him that is able. And what is he able to do? Something that you could never even put your mind around, your heart around. For him that is able to do exceeding abundantly above all. Listen to that. Exceeding abundantly above all we ask or think. But you know it didn't end there. And here's the wrap up. Now I'm going to ask you by God's grace, do you want this? A lot of times you just kind of skim over, you know, the last of the verses. Oh man, that one was so great. And then the other one was, you can't remember it. You're going to remember it today because of Christ, because of Jesus, because of what he wants you to be. Now listen to this precious 21st verse. Unto him be glory in the church. Do you want to be the glory in the church? You're in the church. You're a child of God today. You're in the church. Hallelujah. That's the church. But what about the glorious church? What about to be presented unto Him the glory in the church? You see that? By who? By Jesus Christ. How long? Back to the eternal purpose. Throughout all ages. World without end. You want to be glorified together with Christ so much that He presents you as the glorious church? I believe you do. I believe you do, not because of you, but because of Christ in you. I know that the desire is there if you'll let it out. If you'll just let God do this. So much glory, I'm telling you, that Revelation tells me that John was said, well, my goodness, you're going to show me the bride, the Lamb's wife? Yeah, come on over here. I'm going to show her to you. And here she is. She's descending out of heaven from God. The Father's plan. Hallelujah. Having the glory of God. She's got it all. How stunning and how stellar. All because of Jesus. She has no glory of her own. It's all Him. And here she is descending out of heaven from God, having the glory of God. And how wonderful. You get on down there a little bit further in that same chapter, and it says, and the glory of God did lighten it. They were talking about light, light, light up the sky. There's no coincidence today. She lights up his life. Because He is the light thereof. Of Him. Through Him. And to Him are all things. To whom be glory forever. Amen. Christ in you. Do you see it? Do you see it? Christ in you. The hope of glory. Lord, we thank You. We praise You. Lord, we know that You have to do the work. We know, Lord, that You're the one, praise God, that even enables to plant and to water. But Lord, we just look to You today for every life in here and whoever will hear this wonderful message, the message of the love of God. Lord, You give the increase. We thank You, praise You. Lord, we can't wait to see Your wonderful face. Could it yet be today? Put that earnest desire of loving Your appearing in our hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.